Masechet Kelim, Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Bet. Here we'll talk about different types of metal kelim that are a long metal handle that have a tool at one end and a different type of tool at the other end. We'll first talk about something called a koligrifon, which is a tool that has prongs at one end in order to remove meat or bread from an oven. And on the other side, there's something that looks like a spoon for scooping out ashes or coals from the oven. Mishnah says, koligrifon shinitela kafa, if a spoon of a koligrifon was removed, teme'a mipene shina, the koligrifon could still become tameh because of the prongs that it has, which are still usable, because one end is still totally usable. Nitela shina, if the prongs were removed, teme'a mipene kafa. It still could become tameh because of the spoon, which is still usable. So in other words, it has two utensils on it. It has two different kelim, one on each side. As long as one of them is still on it, the entire entity could become tameh. Next, we'll talk about a michol, which has a tip on one end, which is like a mascara that someone could put makeup on their eyes. And on the other end, there was like a shovel that people would use in order to clean out the inside of their ears. Michol shinitala kaf tameh mipene hazachad. If the spoon of the michol was removed, and the michol could still become tameh because of the tip for the mascara. Nital hazachar tameh mipene hakaf. If the tip was removed, it could still become tameh because of the spoon. We'll next talk about a machtev, which is used for writing on a wax tablet. If on the one end it has a sharp point to etch letters into the wax, and on the other end it has a flat tool for erasing letters when you press it against the wax to smooth it out. Machtev shinitala kotev tameh mipene hamorhek. If the tip of the machtev was removed, which is usually used for writing, it still could become tameh. It's still a utensil because of the eraser on it. Nitala mohek tameh mipene kotev. If the eraser was removed, it could still become tameh because of the tip that's used for writing. The next one is called a zomalistera, which is used when cooking soup or meat in a pot. On the one end, it had a ladle to remove the bubbles or the froth that was on the top of the pot. And on the other end, there was a fork to remove the meat from the pot. Zomalistera shinitela kafa teme'a mipene hamazleg. The zomalistera that had the ladle part of it removed could still become tameh, still a utensil because of the fork aspect of it. Nitala mazleg teme'a mipene kafa. If the fork was removed, it could still become tameh because of the ladle. V'chein hashen shel maded. The same law applies to the prong of a maded, which is a tiller. A maded has a prong on the one end for tilling earth, for turning over earth. And on the other end, it has a tool that was used to put together the parts of a plow. If the prong was removed, the maded could become tameh because of that tool that's on the other end. When one of the utensils is removed from being a double utensil, part of the handle usually breaks off with it. Here we'll talk a general rule that applies in those situations. Shi'ur kulan kedei la'asot melachtan. The minimum amount that must remain of the handle on these double utensils, if they start to break, is the amount that's needed for using whatever utensil is there. The remaining part of the handle has to be long enough for the utensil that's left over to have use from it. If it's too short, then that remaining part of the utensil doesn't have any use. It's not usable whatsoever, so therefore, it cannot become tameh.